I got this money tree, and as much as I wish it grew money, it doesn't. But that's not the point of this story, and I'll get into it in just a minute. You're listening to Voice Notes with Marina Joy, some encouragement to get your day started. All right, back to this money tree, which I've had for quite some time, but recently we moved. And it does not seem to like the new location I have it in. It's dropping leaves. You know, they're turning yellow. I thought, well, maybe it needs less sunlight. It's not supposed to be in direct sunlight. So I moved it. Then I thought, well, maybe it has too much water, so I let it dry out more. That didn't seem to help either. And as I was looking at that tree today on my way out the door for a walk, it made me think about our kids. And especially as they're going into their tween years or are in the midst of those tween years, it's a new phase. It's like they've moved. There's new conditions, and it might take a while for you and your tween to figure out how to communicate with each other in this new phase, because it's completely different than how you communicated during their childhood years. Figuring out what they can be responsible for. Before, you would tell them to do everything. Now you want them to take some initiative. How is that going to happen? So what I learned kind of the hard way as my girls went through their tween years, and I had this aha moment, like, okay, how I parented before isn't going to work in this new phase. I realized I had to approach the whole relationship with curiosity. What was going to work now? And just like my money tree that I'm still figuring out where's the best place for it to thrive, it takes some time to figure out how can your tween thrive in this new phase. They're going to need to learn how to communicate with you in a new way. You're going to have to learn how to communicate with them in a new way and figure out how to transfer responsibilities as they go through those years. The other thing that I learned that may be just a helpful reminder, you probably already know this, but I know that sometimes it's not about what I know, it's about being reminded, because there's so many things that we're trying to, you know, all the plates that we're trying to keep spinning and all the ideas we're trying to implement, and then we forget. At least I do. But what I learned as I was trying to figure out how to communicate in a better way, how to help my tween communicate in a better way, transfer responsibilities, all of those things, is that doing anything for less than 2 weeks is a waste of time. You have to give something at least 2 weeks, and those 2 weeks are going to be ugly because it's a new thing. So I learned to only introduce one new thing. So perhaps it's like, okay, we're going to try communicating in this way and deliberately make an effort to communicate that way for 2 weeks and see what the result is. And this is where it's this experimental curiosity, like what is going to work? And change can happen. You can enjoy those tween years, not every minute, perhaps. Let's not lie about that. There are tough times, 100%. But if we approach it with curiosity and think, how can we better communicate? I'm going to try this with my kid this week because I think they might like it. Like I'm experimenting with my plant now. Where will it like the amount of sunlight? How much water will it like? And then look at the results. and adjust accordingly. I hope that is helpful and encouraging for your day. Think about one thing that you can shift that you think will help improve the relationship with your tween over the next 2 weeks. Give it a try and see what happens. You can always adjust. So that's it for this morning. I hope you were encouraged, and I hope you have an amazing day.